Are you ready to rock and roll? This is the official podcast for all things media. We break it down like a seasoned coach on a whiteboard. There's no question where we stand. In the news, news is everywhere, but don't be mistaken, the old is still good. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery or a built-in front pocket. They come in a range of colors and materials that suit your travel style. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. So the press has been obsessed with this Mueller investigation. It really has been a breathless marathon with a lot of people pronouncing conclusions or that there was a collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. You know, if you listen to some commentators, even some reporters over the last couple of years, it's been guilty, guilty, guilty. And, you know, granted, there has been a lot of stuff that makes you think guilty, 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 right?
Aren't we supposed to be assumed innocent?
Yes.
Okay. It's really kind of reversed a little bit here because of the 24/7 cycle. It's like prove your innocence through independent investigation.
Right.
Interesting.
It really has felt as if when certainly when liberals, you are in that category.
I can't believe you just called me a name.
When liberals got a sense that there may be blood in the water, they were pouncing, right?
Correct.
It wasn't a matter of, okay, let's just kind of figure out if there's something out there anywhere that potentially we could then connect dots and something big could happen. This was, there was a frenzy. There was something that it felt so right for many.
Absolutely. And think about it. I'm going to call this the journalism Watergate syndrome.
Ooh, really?
Well, because everybody in journalism respects Carl Woodward and Carl Bernstein and Bob Woodward for what they did in the 70s taking down Richard Nixon.
Right.
There have been some rather what's the right word? And by the way, I'm having trouble finding words sometimes.
Just look up in the clouds for the words.
Yes, I'm looking for the
they
clouds.
They shall float there, down.
Floating them down.
Yes, like a feather landing on a hillside.
Feeding frenzy.
Right.
On this. And journalists in a 24/7 do tend to jump to the conclusion.
Well, they want to break that big story. And right. I think and that's and where
that's,
you're going
with
it,
And that's my
right?
point. Exactly right.
Except the problem, some of the comparisons that I think I'm seeing with between this story and others is kind of how everyone jumped into the weapons of mass destruction, claims.
Another great example, right?
Where, you know, enough reporters who were in the know doing investigative stuff were sending up lots of signals that, you know, there was indeed something there, and everyone kind of went with that message because that's what the administration was putting out there. Now, this was quite opposite in that the president was saying, no, 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 you guys have it all wrong, but still.
He says that no matter what.
Well, that's true.
It's kind of like he's a, you know, it's like one of those dolls. You pull the string
No,
the media's wrong. The media's wrong.
Right, right. But wait a minute.
They just said your name
is Donald Trump. Media's wrong. No, you're right. It has been. And then we've seen sort of this cottage industry of ratings bonanza for those who really went on board with that narrative. And one of them being Rachel Maddow. Right. At MSNBC, she has just gone gang. I mean, she's always done quite well, but she has gone gangbusters over the last couple of years with segments every single show focusing on this issue.
Thinking that history was going to repeat itself
again. Right.
And the journalist has a role in that because they're supposed to be independent, looking into facts and reporting facts. But we all have talked about the human element to this. And by the way, I don't think it's a stretch to say that Rachel is a female.
Yeah.
And I think there is more vitriol towards the POTUS from females than males. Maybe that's a sexist comment or not. But
yeah.
I will tell you that I don't know too many. I actually know a few. But I think the majority are just, you know, have had it and – with the POTUS.
I think this has kind of been, you know, it's been a very divisive issue, and wherever, you know, it was clear, depending
Dan,
on what you were.
Hang on a second.
Everything is. I mean, grocery shopping can be divisive.
It's a divisive issue. I'm actually, like, wait a second. This is a divisive time.
It is. I actually was listening to sports radio the other day, and there was a guy on there who was criticizing the host for actually, it wasn't sports radio. I thought it was. No, I was. I listened just briefly to sports radio, but it was actually on PBS.
Okay.
And it was someone who called in and said, "Oh, you know, I think you guys are making too much about how we're so, you know, divided in this country. You know, I'm in my office. We don't sit around talking about Trump or this or that and the other." And it's like, where is this guy?
Where are you calling from, sir?
The reason they're not talking about it is because they're so divided. They don't want to talk to you.
Well, no. Well, I think the reason why people don't want to talk about it anymore, Dan, is they don't want to get upset.
You're right.
We're all
right.
So passionate. I don't care which side, really and truly. I really don't. But we're all so passionate, and we've all kind of dug our heels into whichever side of the road we're on, and it just feeds the emotions. We're all raw. The emotions are raw. It's like road rage. I'm telling you, it's like road rage.
Right,
you know,
right.
You get cut off. You don't care if they're liberal or conservative. You're just a jerk for cutting me off. Or getting hit at a red light.
And the number one, the finger one salute goes up. I think, you know, one of the things that, you know, oftentimes the way that I will back the media in coverage of stories where they're criticized is that, are you making the distinction between the sort of grassroots reporting, the rank and file reporting that's taking place, or are you focusing on the hosts of the primetime shows? So if the argument is that it is the Don Lemons of the world or the Rachel Maddows, and that's just all it is, then don't talk about reporting here. That's not news. That's not reporting. Those are TV hosts.
Yeah, stop right there.
Right.
Yes, they're TV hosts. They are talk
on
show hosts.
Talk show hosts on news channels.
Correct.
Right.
So a talk show host is not a journalist in that role that they're playing.
Correct.
They are not in the field reporting a story.
They can say whatever they want. They can be editorial.
And in fact,
they do.
In this era of shock jock, you
yes.
know, that is the term.
Yeah.
The idea is to be as inflammatory as possible to gain what?
To gain ratings. Could it be ratings?
Could
it be clicky clicks?
Yes, indeed. Ratings and clicks.
Ratings and clicks.
So, yes, I think that's what you're seeing. And, of course, it is. Look, the same thing happens on, you mentioned sports radio. You know, that's where my baby is. Anyway.
Right. Oh, you have a baby?
No, it's my passion.
I know that. It just was a good one. I couldn't let it go.
I'm trying to make points, and then you throw in this thing, and my brain gets scattered. And I'm like, I'm just trying to focus here
sports.
On one thing.
I'll bring you back. I'll help lasso you.
A
and
lot
bring
of
you
times,
back.
Because former journalists are sitting in the talk show chair, the audience still assumes that they are journalists.
Yeah.
And that is inaccurate.
Correct, because Don Lemon was that way.
Right.
I don't know about Rachel Maddow. I don't think she was sort of traditional. But you're right.
And that's the biggest distinction. Of course, it is guilt by association. You know, people think, oh, you're on a news channel, therefore you're a journalist. No.
Right.
No, you're a talk show host.
But there's a lot, I think, of finger pointing, and legitimately so, at journalists. We're not talking about talk show hosts. And maybe it isn't necessarily that they were pronouncing the president guilty, but it's the fact that so many stories were done on this issue. Every time they let into a story, it was always said, you know, as the ongoing investigation between the campaign and Russia, you know, today the president was out rolling eggs on the North Lawn. You know, it's like,
what color were those eggs?
Were they eggs? And did some of them have Russian writing on them? You know. I mean, I think that's part of the criticism now, right? So it isn't that all journalists were saying that the president is guilty, but the fact that it was covered so much, that kind of all blended into the narrative of he is guilty.
And again, I think it goes back to what a journalist gets into this business for is to be that fact checker, to be the person who knows it first and shares it with others, tells the story with facts, and they were so hungry for another great story. We're going to bring down another president.
And you heard that all the time. I'd see that on Facebook from some, you know, it's like, oh, this is it. You know, they're going to find it. Wait till this comes out. It'll be the end of them.
Now, do I get to say what I really think about the Mueller investigation?
Well, have you ever held back?
No.
Okay.
And you know, my fellow liberals are getting beat up this week.
Yes, they are.
Right?
Yes.
And this liberal in this chair with this microphone is really glad it's over.
Yes,
and
you
I
are.
Don't give a damn what the damn thing. Fine.
You want it over.
Great. I want it over. And I really did want this result.
Wait. You wanted this result.
Yes, I
did. Mr. Left of Left, you wanted the results that nothing was found. Why?
Right, because I still believe in democracy. I still believe that our elections and our even though I don't like the Electoral College, but I really just want to believe in the fact that we can have candidates, they spew their opinions, we make decisions, and we some, not over the last few years, but for the most part, we accept who is the winner.
Right, right.
And then we move on and we are a solid nation again.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
but
that has not happened.
No, that hasn't. And I still believe that there's shenanigans going on all around. Whether it's collusion or whatever it is, there's always something going on in the background that we don't know about.
Right.
And
And, you know, I had a bit of a thrill this weekend. Can I throw this in about Barney Frank, speaking of liberals?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right. So I got to meet him and talk to him at the cannabis convention this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you've gotten to know me a little bit. I'm not afraid to say I don't like politicians.
Right. Well, I don't like politics. I don't like politicians,
but I have respect for him.
Right.
Because he stood up for what he believed in, and it reflected the constituents that he served. So it was really a nice fit, and that's why he really was a legend in that 25 years.
For some, yeah. Some people think he's... Yeah.
Oh, no. Of course they do, because of who he is and what he stands for.
No, I'm saying legend is in the eye of the beholder or whatever.
Fair enough.
Right.
Okay.
In your eyes, he's a legend.
He's a legend and a hero for the liberal movement. I will throw that out there, too. But when I said, you know, I was a sports guy, I avoided politics because when I grew up, you know, the news and politics was filled with... You know, everybody that I looked up to got killed and shot. We were in a war I didn't want. You know, I was pushing up against anybody who told me I couldn't do something, so I wanted to do it more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just the nature of the 60s and 70s and growing up at that time. So, you know, I didn't do the politics thing. I escaped over to sports.
And
he goes, well, you know, you were still, you know, I'm sure you knew it was going. I said, I did, but well, you really, I mean, he reprimanded me basically for saying I should have taken more of an interest in politics. I said, look, I marched against the war.
Okay? Oh, there,
I supported handgun protection and the legislation and all that. I said, I really did. I liked the political sides that I could relate to.
Right, right.
Okay. But, and I didn't want to a politician and throw him into the barrel with everybody else the time to come over and sit with us for a little while. So, but I thought it was a riot in a lot of ways because he's like, you know, here's this sports guy. You know, what does he know?
What does he know?
Well, why is he interviewing me?
But you know, here was an interesting thing that caught my attention. Matt Taibbi, he's a Rolling Stone writer. He's been a Trump critic from way back. He even wrote a book called Insane Clown President. And here was a quote that I saw from him. Yeah.
What a great title.
Well, you ought to read it. I think you'd like that.
Delusional. Isn't that the word that Nancy Pelosi uses?
I think so, yes. But this was Insane Clown President is what it is. But here's what he said. Quote, he called the special counsel's investigation results, the no charges of collusion between the campaign and Russia, a quote, death blow for the reputation of the American news media. So here's someone who clearly, you know, a liberal has, you know, tried at every corner to point out the flaws of the president. And now he's admitting that this is not just something we can say, oh, well, kind of let's roll our eyes. It's what happens in the coverage of news. He believes it's a death blow. Now,
it's not ever going to be a death
I don't think blow. It. I think that's
is
a little
be
over
a
the
bruise?
Top. It's going to be a major bruise.
As they say, a contusion.
Yes,
it's going to be a contusion.
And I'm not sure it's going to go away by putting ice on it.
No.
You know, it's going to be a while to get that one worked off. Someone from the White House spokesperson did, and everyone's been counting like how many stories, how many hours were spent on this.
Oh,
but from the White House, they did a count of the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, and MSNBC. And they came up with the fact that 8,500 stories on the Russia probe had been put out there by them. Now, granted, there are a lot of legitimate stories about the Russia probe that you have to report on. So lumping them all together can give you a pretty big number. But it does make a point there.
It makes a point, and we've talked many times about, well, what is news anyway?
Right.
You know, is it news what people are talking about, and especially in this era of social media where a tweet can be put out there and it can incite lots of reaction by a lot of different people in a lot of different ways. And to me, that's newsworthy because people are talking about it. People are
so you think this is a good the fact that this investigation was ongoing. It allowed people to have a conversation about something, right?
Which I definitely embrace. I mean, right. I think you know the problem is that it took so long, and everybody just got deeper and deeper and dug deeper and deeper into the right. side. And, you know, there's a chasm now
right,
in this country, and we don't have leadership to bring it together.
Now, what about this, Jimmy?
Do you think we can all agree on that, by the way.
Can't we all agree? Now, some of the defense coming from the news side, both the top folks at the Washington Post and at the New York Times have been saying, look, and even at CNN, that it's not our job to determine, you know, if there's any criminal offense out there. It's not our job to figure out whether or not there was any illegality, that it's just our job to cover what was going on. And there was an investigation, and it was, you know, people were being sneered and sent off to jail around this investigation. And so that's what the reporters were doing. They were covering that.
And can we give the Mueller group credit for, I mean, there weren't a lot of leaks coming out. It was a lot of like hearsay and, oh, they're talking to this guy today, you know, that right. sort of thing, as opposed to he said this.
Right. No, there wasn't not those kinds of leaks, but there right. were people who were ensnared along the way. There was clearly wrongdoing around the edges, but I think everyone was concerned more about the primary function of the Mueller investigation. And it is, yes, you can claim that you were covering the story that was in front of you. This is not a story that could have been ignored.
Right.
I think the criticism comes in how intense do you cover that story? Is it something that, you know, there are a lot of other big stories going on, but this is pretty much the only thing you cover? And how often do your reporters veer from covering a story into the editorial side? And then how big a deal do your people in prime time who are talk show hosts, do they make of this situation? And you lump it all together, and it doesn't look good for us. It doesn't look good for us.
In our past us.
Yeah, yeah. It's
our comrades.
Yes,
our
yeah, comrades. Our past us.
Our past us and our comrades.
I still, look, once that, always that.
That's kind of what it is.
You're always the sports guy. Right, I'm always the news guy. Even if I'm selling fruit on the corner at a stand, I'll always, oh, look, it's the news guy selling fruit. Oh,
right.
Something bad must have happened.
That's right. No. And then again, I certainly have gone through that myself. And again, we have Team Young in my therapy world, as you know. Help me through this transition.
Hey, if you like this episode, let us know. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and drop us a line with questions or comments at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.